Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, my wonderful friends. And I see we have people sleeping in today. Not Yvette. She got up first thing. She's number one. We've got four people in the queue and one people in the chat room. So I'm hoping that people aren't having trouble getting into Blog Talk. Sometimes that happens. But either way, I am here to be with you, and I'm really hoping people do check in on the archives, because I needed to let you all know, not only are we doing a show today about changes and how to deal with them, but we're celebrating my 70th birthday week. So I'm turning the big 7-0. I do not feel that old. I do not look that old, but that's what's happening. And I am retiring my therapy practice, but I will still be doing Gregory's. That's my new endeavor for my life. I'm looking forward to it. But I will not be on Blog Talk for 2 weeks. I'm going to take a break to celebrate my new life. And I will be back here on September 12th. So just to let you all know. And for any of you that want private readings, for this week and next week at www.bobbyg.com, I will still be available to do readings, at least I think on Thursdays. Fridays are out, but Thursdays. So that's what's available, my friends. So let's see what Gregory has to say about, enjoy Bobby G Oracle channeling the Gregory Continuum information about the nature and process of change in our lives. And then we'll do some mini reads for callers and chat room. So let me close my eyes, settle in, relax, and be in the moment of this wonderful, wonderful opportunity to connect with each and every one of you, my darlings. For us to come through and enlighten you to the fact that life is about changes. It's so obvious. It's so clear. When we look at the river of all that is and the river of life on your planet, we can see that there is an ever-evolving, ever-changing, ever-expanding, ever-growing life that cannot stay stagnant. There are times for you in your physical life that you may feel like you're in stagnation, like you're not getting anywhere, like there aren't changes big enough, but that does not mean that life is not changing all around you. And that your life, every day you wake up to experience what you call stuckness, is different than the day before, even though it may not seem that way to you. And your ability to be awake and aware to the process of life changing, growing, moving, expanding, allows you to step into the movement consciously. Step into the changes with an awakeness and awareness. Look around at your life and see the diversity that exists so that you can be aware of the possibilities ever abundantly available to you and make a different choice. That is why we wrote the book, The Gregory Chronicles, The Choice, available on BookLocker and Amazon, for you to experience the possibilities and the knowing that you're not stuck. You merely have to make a different choice if you want a different result in the life you're living. If you're pleased with the life you're living, make similar choices, knowing that even then there will be changes. And as we honor the process for our Bobby of being on the planet for 7 decades and going through that number of challenges and changes and being willing to be awake and aware to the opportunities available and acknowledge the wisdom she has to resist the urge to feel old when she looks in the mirror and knows it doesn't look old and nor does she feel old, to resist the urge of society to categorize and limit and move into the infinite possibilities still awaiting in the next 30-year journey here, to play, to enjoy, to acknowledge, to dance, to be in the moment of all that is available, appreciating all that has gone before and all that is yet still to be experienced. And as we channel that message for her to hear later, we give that same message to each and every one of you, regardless of the chronological age that you are counting, regardless of the beliefs that your society has about where you should be, where you are, and what they expect out of you at this age, regardless of your personal beliefs that you grew up with about where you should be and what you're doing and what your life has in store for you. Remember, my darlings, the universe is busy growing and expanding while you're making plans. And many times those plans are carefully laid out with the perfect agenda of where you're going to go. And we do not want to discourage you from making plans. We just don't want you to be attached to the plans. We want you to use them as guideposts, as opportunity, as possibility to explore while you move into the new possibilities presenting themselves to you. And we want you to enjoy the process of every moment of your life that you are living. We want you to enjoy the process of being alive in your lives right now. We want you to acknowledge that you are the one making the choices and you are the one in charge of many of the results. And as you open up to this awareness and awakeness, and you make more vibrant choices, you get a more vibrant life. Your life is beautiful. Your life is wonderful. Your life is everything you make it. So we suggest that you make it delightful, enjoyable, and delicious. That you enjoy this process called your life here on planet Earth. And that you move powerfully, powerfully, powerfully into the wonderful life you want. And that is our message from the Gregory. Oh, thank you, Queen Goddess. And I open my eyes to may the rest of your life be the best of your life. Grateful you have come into my life. Ditto, my darling. Yes, yes, yes. All right, so we see at least one more caller has found his way through here. Nathaniel has joined us. Okay, and we're going to take a swallow of water. The oxygen content in our area here due to all the fires is a little depleted, so my energy has been a little depleted, so I'm glad that I have the energy to come play. And I just want to shout out to Nathaniel to let you know, in case you missed the beginning, my darling, that I'm going to take a 2-week break after this. I will be gone from Blog Talk until September 12th. I'm going to take time off to enjoy my first couple weeks of retirement. Well, actually, only one of those weeks is retirement. The other is still seeing clients. But since I plan to move into doing more Gregory, I'm going to leave that open all the time for those of you who want to get through. Okay, well, let's just jump in and see what the Gregory has to offer so that I can Oh, good. Thank you. Forgot to take my husband's phone out of here this morning, and last week it rang in the middle of a show. All right. Here we go. For you, Vetch, you got up and we're number one this morning, darling.
Happy birthday, and thank you for being there.
Thank you. Thank you, my darling. It'll be next Monday.
I know. So next week.
Relax and enjoy.
Awesome. Well, Gregory, give it to me.
Give it to you, huh? All right, my darling. Arms wide open, ready to receive. We see the energy of our darling heart. Yes, yes, yes. So, my darling, opening, 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 opening wide. Opening, 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 opening wide. Your arms wide open, your eyes wide open, your spirit vibrationally aligned to the new steps that are coming through you, my darling, for the new possibilities, which aren't quite new, because really what's happening for you, Yvette, is many of the adventures, many of the possibilities, many of the desires that you have had are beginning to blossom more powerfully, beginning to come into your life in new ways. But it is part of the same expansion you've been asking for with your spiritual gifts. And what our message for you today is, Yvette, is resist the urge to go, oh, I've already been here. Oh, well, yeah, I see that. Oh, yeah, okay, so that's coming through. And pay attention to the new nuances of your expansion to your gifts in a more delightful and powerful way. Remember what we have often said, that you cannot stand in the same stream twice. Because although the water seems to be running like it ran yesterday, and you seem to be standing where you did yesterday, the water that is running past you is not the same water that was yesterday, nor is the earth you're standing in, for it's an ever-moving, ever-evolving process. So too is it with your spiritual gifts. Sometimes the egoic mind will think, well, this looks pretty much the same. Well, I've done this already. Well, yeah, I know how to do this. Well, I don't see a lot of difference. And we want you to breathe, focus, center, and ask yourself, what nuances am I noticing in my energy right now? What awarenesses am I feeling in my body? What inklings are coming through to that knowing part of me? And as you do that and be in that energy, you can expand into what would seem like small changes to the ego, but profound changes in your spiritual gifts. We like a saying that Roger often gives to people in groups: don't diminish small beginnings, because every beginning is incrementally small. It appears, not every, many beginnings appear small to the ego, but when you add them all up, they create the you that is expanding more powerfully into your life now, Yvette, in new and different ways than, let's say, 10 years ago. Do you understand, my darling?
Yes, I do. 110%. Yes, I do. Yes.
Excellent. Excellent.
I think the most important thing, I shared something with a friend that really has absolutely zero background or zero, I guess, desire to play, for lack of a better word, in the realm of exploration and self-development. And then I need to do this, I need to do that. I shared something with her, and then she made a comment, a general comment, like, this seems odd or whatever, but everything like odd affirmations, all these things are odd kind of, you know, but you do them, but you have to show up and do it and then reap the benefits. If you don't do anything, you're not going to nothing's going to get changed. So you're exactly saying what I've been saying to her. So absolutely, I concur. I love you. Thank you. And happy birthday. And have an amazing week off.
Thank you. Thank you, my darling. Blessings.
Blessings.
And we want to add to what Yvette was saying there, too. We want to add to her comment, because when someone tells you that what you're suggesting is odd and different, it's not normal. Yeah. Because if you look out at normal, you probably don't want to live that. Not the way normal's going right now. When normal becomes the beauty and fantasticness that those of you who are on the cutting edge want to create and are a part of creating, then normal will be something you will want to do, and all of the processes you are saying will seem normal. But you know what's going to happen, my darlings? This is the beauty of change. When all of the various techniques that we give you and you give others and things to expand and increase your ability to connect become normal, then you will have a new normal. And excuse me, darling. Oh, excuse me. Just a minute. I'll be right back. Oh, it clicked off. Okay. My iPad's not turned off. Just a second, I'm going to turn it off. There we go. Well, that's 2 weeks in a row. I need to be a little more planful of my shows so I don't have phone calls coming in the middle. Let me take a swallow of water and center for a second. Alrighty. And I guess what we're saying in synthesis, that when people, like right now with all the fires and everything and all the changes on the planet, people are saying, well, this is just the new normal. And what we want you to know is whenever there's a new normal, it just means there's going to be a new different, because that's the way all of the universe moves forward. Normal will never remain stagnant because life is ever changing. Okay, so let's go on down here. Oh, I see we have Kelly must be here. Hi, Kelly. Well, I'm on to 650, darling. Okay, which is Concha. Hello, darling.
Hello, darling. It is I.
Yes. How are you doing, sweet one?
Yes, I'm good. Wow. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, it sounds like, and I'm glad you're getting to enjoy the next few weeks.
Well, I've been saying I'm 70 for the last year, so now I'm really going to do it.
Definitely. excellent. So, Gregory.
Yes, my darling.
Yes, Gregory. Hello, hello, hello there, my darling. I would like a general, an overall general, anything regarding business. I know the message this morning was about that we are here making these decisions, and I know that. And I wonder if there's a way I can step powerfully forward, or if I'm stalling for a reason, or maybe there's some emotions that I'm not quite, that I wasn't ready to reveal to myself, but now I'm just ready to reveal them to myself. I would love to be more clear about maybe why or what's going on. Any general message around that would be super fantastic.
Okay, so Concha, the best we can do on the show to give you some idea of what to do with this, because that's a huge question. That's a huge question with a lot of layers that we can't cover in a short, brief show time. But preferably after Bobby gets back from her vacation, okay? even though it's a staycation, after she's a little more rested. It would really behoove you to sign up for a private, because what we're going to give you here is there is what you're in right now is really not, you're not in resistance. You're in, how do we put this? It's like you're getting all the pieces of the puzzle together. You're getting not all, but you're getting many of the pieces of the puzzle together. You're navigating certain steps you need to do. You're navigating certain new things that you need to bring into your life. You're opening up to new possibilities. There is a resistance factor that we would like you to work through in a couple of weeks if you sign up for a private reading to go through a process that will help you find out what the blocks are and move them. But for right now, just be in that place of knowing that you are taking steps, you are moving forward, you are lining things up, you are asking the right questions. You're in the question. And sometimes when you're in the question, the egoic mind says, we're not going anywhere, we're not doing anything, we're just questioning. Well, the question is creating an energy of answer. Okay, it's the most powerful place to live, but it's the most uncomfortable place for the egoic mind, because the egoic mind wants to have all the answers. Well, if you have all the answers, you stop looking. It's a stagnant place. And so you stay with that answer. Your life still keeps changing, just like we said at the beginning of the message. There's never a time that life is not changing, but you're changing. Mm-hmm. You're staying. Let's give you an example. Somebody works in a factory. And that's the job their parents did and their grandparents did, and now they're doing it. And that's what life is about. You get up, you eat breakfast, you go to work, you work in the factory, you hang out with your buddies, you go afterwards, you have a couple beers, you go home, you hang out with the family, you go to bed, and you repeat, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat, mm-hmm. rinse and repeat. They have the answer. Mm-hmm. They know exactly what life's about. And ego is very comfortable in that life because it's secure, it's stable. Now, even in that life, there are changes. There are children born, people die, things change, jobs change, you know, weather changes. All of that still has to deal with changes, but they live in the answer. And so when a possibility comes up of, you know, maybe instead of going to the same campground you've gone to for the last 20 years, you could take a cruise, or you could go over here and meet some new people and experience something new. But they'd have to say what, they would have to at least be to the point where they said, wonder what it would be like if I didn't go to the same campground, before the answer of a possibility comes through. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you're not at that stuck a level, Concha. You know that.
Right.
But we want to give you that example to show you how ego, in its attempt to keep you safe and secure, will sometimes hold on to what's tried and true. And what you are choosing to do spiritually, Concha, is you're choosing to live in the question. You're choosing to live in that space where you just don't quite know the answers and you don't quite know the next step. And then a step will present itself and you'll go, okay, so I'll try this. And go, oh, well, that worked. I like that. That's how you've gotten to where you are now. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So right now you're in the question and you're in that place. And we want you to know there is movement. Keep your eyes, your ears, your heart, your beingness, your higher self open to what we'd like you to do for the next couple of weeks till you're in contact with Bobby again is start your day by saying, I wonder what solution will present itself for my questions today. Just start your day with that. And see how that transforms the way you look at your days. Okay?
Okay, I will explore.
All right, my darling. All right, blessings, blessings, blessings.
All right, blessings, blessings.
Namaste, darling.
Namaste.
Okay, so I see other people have woken up today. And Kelly is here in the house. Yay, Kelly. And Kelly and I have moved our Mondays. We're still going to be doing them, but we don't know exactly when. So pay attention. I will let you know as she and I decide how many Mondays we're going to do on our YouTube. And a reminder for anybody who's joined us at this point in time that I'm taking a 2-week break from Blog Talk. I'll be back on September 12th for your listening pleasure and to do readings. And if you want to reach me, I have a few appointments available at www.bobbychi.com. Always looking forward to private readings and life coaching. All right, let's go on here to Yvonne.
Okay,
Yvonne.
Blessings on this time of your life. You're shining,
thank you,
sweetheart.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, sweet one.
I'm
so
Well, what you've been talking about is kind of like answered a lot of my questions. I just wonder what you are feeling in my era or whatever.
Okay. Okay, Yvonne, let me see. As we check in. Yvonne, as we check into your aura, into the energy around you, we understand why you called today, because you are looking for an energy boost. There's a little bit of stuckness in your current situation, and you are looking at the stuckness more powerfully than you're looking at the possibilities of how to move forward. And we want to invite you, when you hear yourselves saying something like, I just can't get there. Well, I just don't know how to do that. Well, I don't know how to get that done. Well, I'm stuck here because. When you hear any of that sort of verbiage coming out of your mouth, the next phrase should be, but I'm open to the possibilities. But I know that life is ever evolving and I'm evolving too. And I have some solutions that are available. I just need to be open to them. And as you begin to stay open to the possible solutions and answers to your questions are on, then you will begin to see the steps that you can take. Now, if you choose to not take those steps, that's what creates the stuckness. It's not anybody or anything doing it to you. It's that you having the courage to take the steps that come forward for you to move forward in your life is an inside job that you need to own and begin to take the steps necessary to move you in a direction that will feel good to you. Do you understand, my darling?
Yeah, I do. Thank you, Gregory. Thank you, Bobby. You hit it right on the head and you gave me an answer. Thank you.
You're welcome, my darling.
You are a blessing. The people shine, girl, shine.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. All right. So that's our darling Yvonne. Powerful message for her about movement forward. And then we're going to move on down the line here to Little Fairy asking about possibility of a new job. Okay. Let us see if we can tune into this for you, Little Fairy. When you go to the interview at the new company, pay attention that you focus on the possibilities of the new endeavor. Be in a vibration of liking work. Be in a vibration of excitement about this job. Be in a place of knowing that you can enjoy a new possibility. We're saying this because right now, you're very powerfully focused in what is not working at your current job. And if you go into this interview feeling in desperation because of your current job, your answers will not flow as easy. your energy will not be as delightful. You want your energy to be one of excitement and opportunity and possibility, so that when the people interviewing you are connecting with you, they're going, wow, this feels good. This person feels like a possibility. This is good energy. We want this energy. And so whether or not you are chosen for the job depends in part on your energy, my darling. Keep it as positive and clear and focused and what it is you like about what they have to offer in the new job. And release those old thoughts about this current job. I got to get out of here. Let that go. You will eventually find something, little fairy. And you'll find it faster if you can be in the flow of the joy of the new job more powerfully in the upset of the old one. And that is our message to you, my darling. Okay, so now we're going on to the Queen Goddess. Hello, darling.
Namaste, Oracle and the Gregory Continuum.
Thank you.
You are welcome. I would love to hear from the Oracle.
Finding the vibration, finding the intonation, finding the expansive beauty of the flowers being shown in this moment of the blossoming. For in this moment of the blossoming of some of the endeavors, I'm not seeing exactly what endeavors, Queen, but I'm seeing endeavors that you're currently working on. Being with people, sharing gifts. What is that? Okay. And I see this, like spirit guides offering this big bouquet of flowers, you know, tulips, daisies, roses, daylilies, just this gorgeous bouquet of flowers to you for some of the spiritual work that you're either doing or planning to do. And there's a powerful encouragement in these flowers and an invitation to blossom and an invitation to trust your judgment about some of the new endeavors that you're considering or in the process of doing. I'm not getting a clear picture on which it is, but there's just so much newness happening. I can just see the expansion. Do you understand what they're giving you the message on?
I have some ideas, yes.
Okay. So as you move into these new possibilities of ways to present your gifts to the world, let us be a little clearer than Bobby was. Realize that as you are assisting others to blossom, you are blossoming too. And it's a powerful time for you to be trusting your internal guidance system and your judgment about what you need to do next to reach more people, to expand your gifts into new arenas, to assist yourself in growing, these people in growing, and the planet's evolution in growing. What you're doing is a pivotal part of what we want to have happen. Trust your judgment. Watch the blossoming flowers grow. Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
With those possibilities of the changes coming forward, I would like to, if there is time, ask for more about my books.
That's what we're talking about.
Okay.
Okay. We're talking about you trusting the information coming through and trusting your ability to put this out there and trusting the guidance you will receive on how to publish and how to promote. But first is the process of getting the information written out and available. Do you understand?
Clearly.
Okay.
Clearly. And I thank you, Oracle and the Gregory Continuum.
Blessings, blessings, my darling. And this is Bobby going to pop in for just a minute. I'm going to pop in for just a minute because one of the things I've been getting since I'm moving into this new phase of my life is I evidently am going to be doing more writing. I got, when you were talking about your writing, I got that huge, what I was getting was trusting just being able to sit down and let it flow. And to, for both of us, I'm getting this, to just sit down and begin to write, even if you don't know what you're writing, sit down and begin to write to allow the flow to happen. That's what I just got for both of us. All right.
So it is.
And so it is, my dear queen. Blessings, my friend.
All see right. You. See you on Facebook and YouTube. And those who have not come forward, oh, the blessings you are missing.
Ah, thank you, darling. Thank you. Namaste. Okay.
Namaste.
So, yes. And I'm going to be back at Facebook. I don't know when. I'm trusting Gregory's guidance to let spirit move me instead of letting ego plan it all out. So you're going to have to just kind of keep your eyes and ears open because I'll show up when I show up for at least the next 2 weeks. So I want to tell anybody who's just joined us that I am going to take a 2-week break from Blog Talk. I'll be back on September 12th. But in the meantime, there are openings at www.bobbyg.com for Gregory readings. And I'll be blocking off when I'm not available. Alrighty. So we're moving on down the line. Let me write a few things here. I got Nathaniel. Thank you, Kelly. I got Janice. And then I got Kelly. And then I've got a 520 and a 313, and that should probably take us up to the hour. All right, Nathaniel, coming at you, darling. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Bobby.
Yes. And how are you, dear Nathaniel?
I'm doing great.
All right. All right. And what can we do for you, sweet one, this morning?
Check in with Gregory for a general.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Okay. Let's bring it here. Come on. Give us a read here for Nathaniel. Wow. It's a very weak read this morning, Nathaniel. I'm seeing a lot of open space and rubbing my third eye as I do this read, clearing, clearing, clearing. Opening, it's like it's a watery view as I look through. And the word relaxation is floating by on this watery screen I'm seeing. Relaxation, release, relaxation, release, allow time to flow. Relaxation, release. Relaxation, release. Allow yourself to know and go to places that you enjoy the relaxation and release you are seeking. And my hand is doing a rocking motion and just floating on this river that you're being invited to enjoy, Nathaniel. So it seems like the message is quite clear. Release, enjoy, yes. All right, Nathaniel. Well,
hey,
that's a job somebody has to do.
Hey, well, thank you, channeling Gregory again.
You're welcome, my darling. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Go relax, release, and enjoy, Nathaniel.
Happy birthday, and have a happy vacation yourself.
Thank you, Nathaniel. I know I will. All right. Blessings. Yeah, I get to go have carrot cake. My friend, who's a phenomenal cook, is planning a beautiful, fun time for me, and Roger and I are just going to enjoy ourselves to the max. Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to be enjoying myself a lot more in the retirement from the therapy and expansion of the Gregory. Yes, 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 yes. Gregory is the very best guide. Instead of chocolate. For any of you who are old enough to remember the Nestle's commercial. All right, Janice, coming at you, darling. Hey, Janice.
Good morning. Happy birthday to you. May you have a fabulous year.
Thank you, Janice. I know it will be. I can tell already. I don't know what's going to happen, but I can feel it good.
That's awesome.
So what can we do for you this morning, our darling Janice?
Well, it seems like some other people hit on what I'm looking at is how to move forward in life. I do feel like I'm not moving forward as fast as I'd like to.
Yeah, yeah. Well, part of that for you, Janice, is that you are such a powerful co-creator that you see so many opportunities available to you, and you feel you're able to feel into them powerfully, and then when they don't happen quickly, the egoic mind says, well, this is taking forever. But Janice, if you look at the number of things you've accomplished in the last couple of years alone, you've moved from place to place, you've met new people, you've expanded into new opportunities, you've grown some of your spiritual. You're feeling a bit stagnated because you want to do more of the spiritual. And that's not happening as quickly as you would like. In order for that to bump up a bit, it's requiring that you do more trust in your ability to transcend work into the metaphysical spiritual aspect. And Janice, as I'm reading for you right now, my head and my whole body is doing the figure eight of the infinity sign. Okay. And I'm seeing that in my head. As you go over to the physical and deal with the different issues that are going on with your dad, with your job, with your life, with the people that are doing normal, and then you bring your energy over to your connection to spirit and the metaphysical and the sustenance and the support and the growth that you find there. Right now, when we do the infinity sign, that the side that's the human endeavor earthly journey is huge, and the side that is the spiritual nurturement is smaller. So you have kind of an hourglass figure eight going, okay? With the big half being the, well, it's not an hourglass. It's smaller on the top, a pear shape, okay? Hourglass, all right, with a smaller top and a bigger only we see it on the side. It's not everything. It's not a top to bottom. It's a side to side. So the reason we're viewing it that way, Janice, is as you come over to all the things you need to do in physical, all the stuff you need to handle with the emotions, with your dad, with the job, with the stuff of life, then you come over to the spiritual. We want you to start spending more time in your spiritual gifts. We want you to do a little more of your meditation. We want you to do some runes or cards, oracle cards or tarot cards or some spiritual reading to build this half of the infinity sign up with answers. There's a book called The Book of Answers, and you open to it and then just read from it. And it doesn't have to be the book called The Book of Answers. That's one that's coming to us right now. And but you can do it just by getting some of your metaphysical books and opening the page and reading what that page has to say and using that message to help strengthen your spiritual connection so that it will begin to be more in balance with the human day-to-day stuff. Do you understand, my darling?
Yeah, I feel like I've been stuck too much in the day-to-day stuff since I got
you
back.
Have. Yeah,
and
you have.
Do you think it would behoove me to go to John DeMartini's talk tonight?
Yes, it could help put you in the energy of other people who are seeking.
Okay.
We haven't heard of John Martini. Who is he?
DeMartini? Well, he teaches people how to come from, like your authentic self.
Okay. That was Bobby's
question.
So it's
all about how you...
I'd never heard that one.
Yeah. Look him up on YouTube.
How
it's
you,
really powerful.
All right. Yes. That could be a very... But we also want you to start... Just have some of your metaphysical books out and just pull a page and open it and let us guide you to what you need to know. That will help strengthen you too.
Okay, great.
All right. So blessings, Janice.
Thank you very much. Namaste.
You're welcome. Namaste.
Enjoy your birthday.
I will. Thank you. Okay. So let us boogie on down here to our Kelly.
Hello, hello.
Hello, darling. How are you doing this moring?
I'm all right. Happy early birthday and love to everyone else on the show. I love you all. You guys are amazing. And I'm glad I get to connect, even though sometimes it's just 20 seconds of this skedaddle on.
Yes. Well, we're glad you were able to hold on a little longer than 20 seconds so I could actually get to you. So what can we do for our darling, darling, wonderful Kelly this morning?
Okay, I didn't come fully prepared. I have felt lots of shifts and lots of transitions, and I'm still channeling for people, but I feel like I don't quite hear my spiritual team as well. I don't see them as well when I try to meditate for myself. So I don't know, maybe a general on that, maybe boot, I don't know, or I'm open to anything.
Okay, good questions, Kelly, because you were more prepared than you realize. Sometimes in the busyness of doing, you can get lost to your own messages. Part of what will help you is you've started to do a little bit more writing. And in the writing, you slow down that busy, busy brain and that busy, busy time to give yourself the opportunity to actually put pen to paper, or if you choose to type, to ask a question and see what comes through. Let us come through for your questions. But in order for that to happen, we're requiring you to take at least 10 minutes a day just to sit down and say, this is my time for me. Many times what will happen, we've been working with Bobby with this for a lot of years, is she'll get busy and doesn't take the time to sit down and do the day the journaling for herself. And some days it seems like, well, that wasn't anything. No, but it clears the path away for the next day's pearl of wisdom. It's a matter of making a practice in your life that you devote segment of time per day that's about your connection to spirit. You know you can connect for other people, but we invite you to not make the mistake, and we do say this was a mistake on her part. She got so used to channeling for others, and it was so easy. She thought, well, I'm always in touch with Gregory for others, but she left herself out of the equation. She did that for several years, Kelly. We don't want you to do that. Yes, you can tap into spirit for others, but it's also important that you tap into spirit for our messages for you specifically, and make a practice, create a time. And we encourage journaling because then you can go back and look at it later and affirm the messages you've received. Doesn't have to be a lot. 10 minutes of journaling a day.
Is there anything I've missed from y'all lately?
You haven't missed the messages you needed to give to others. You've gotten the messages and answers to the questions, but what you haven't gotten is that slowing down space of basking in our message. You're doing it on the fly. Yes, we're able to answer you, but when you take the time and set aside those 10 to 15 minutes a day to just sit down and journal for yourself, this is Kelly time. This is I love me enough to connect with spirit for me time. This is time where you write it down and then you read it back and then you just go, wow, oh, I get it. You receive at a deeper level. Because you have the capacity to ask George at any time to give you answers, and he does, you go, well, I can ask on the fly. Yes, you can. But that's not basking in the answer. Do you understand?
Thank you. Oh, yes. Thank you.
Yes. So just do what you're doing with a little more slow and enjoy it. It's the difference between stepping into a hot tub and sinking in and enjoying the vibrations.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Blessings, Kelly.
Bye.
We'll see you in a couple of weeks, darling.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Well, we'll probably be in touch between then and now, Kelly. But you know us. We will be in touch. Okay. So we've got a Christina here. And we've got a Charles. Okay. And that will take us to our ending of our show. So Christina and Charles, we're going to get to you. And let's see. Do want to make sure everybody knows that you can reach me at www.bobbyg.com for personal private readings and life coaching. That I'm taking a 2-week break from Blog Talk. I'll be back September 12th. And Kelly and I are going to be doing something, I think, that same week or the week after on YouTube. So just check my Facebook page. I'm going to try to keep things updated much more on that. That's Bobby Gray, my Facebook page. And the picture I have here is the same picture on my Facebook page. So you can follow me and you can follow me on Blog Talk and then you'll know when I'm here too. And pretty soon you're going to be able to follow me on YouTube. So you'll be able to find me in a multitude of places, my darling. All righty. So Christina, coming at you, darling. Whoops. Okay. There we go. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning to you and happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Yay, you should.
Yes.
I was just wondering what changes you see coming up for me.
Oh, my goodness, Christina. Okay. Wow, okay. The minute you said changes, there was all these little tablets,
oh, wow.
Squares, something. I'm not quite sure what they were, but there was a whole bunch coming up and being put on. It's like right in front of you. And I'm not sure if it's a board. Okay. Please interpret, Gregory. What is this message? Christina, changes in work coming forward for you. New endeavors and new possibilities presenting for you. If you are willing to step into the possibilities, you will see new opportunities to grow yourself in that arena. What is required is your being awake and aware to the new possibilities coming forward. Then there is your willingness to step in to the new possibilities, because there's a timidness where you tell yourself, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I'm up to that. I don't know if that's okay. And when you do that, you stop the flow and you limit your ability to invite in and explore the new possibilities wanting to expand into your life. Do you understand, my darling?
Yes, you're right on. You're right on.
Yeah. So what we invite you to do, Christine, is look at the past successes in your life. We know you're really quick to notice the past ones that weren't successful. We want you to flip that, okay? Like we were telling Janice a minute ago, where her pear-shaped infinity sign, when it comes to work, we want you to go up to the top of the infinity sign and build that strength with the successes you've had, with the things you've learned, and the reasons why you are competent and capable of moving into new endeavors in the work world, so that you begin to build that strength. So when new possibilities are presented, you feel a little bit of fear, but you say, hey, I can learn this. I can do this. I'm ready. All right?
All right. Thank you. I just love the way you read. Your heart is so, it's wonderful. It's so full of
thank
love.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you. And, okay, yeah. Have a good 2 weeks off.
What was the other question? Oh, I thought you had another question. Okay.
Oh, no, I just said have a good 2 weeks off and you can go to the next caller. But thank you very much.
Blessings, Christina. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, so our last caller for the day is Charl. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Hello, Charl.
Hi.
Have I got that right? Am I pronouncing it right?
Hi. How are you?
I am fantastic. Life's good and it just keeps getting better. Yes.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
My name's Sherelle, and I'm
Sherelle?
Just like messages from the other. Yes,
okay,
and I'm just like messages.
Okay.
Now we're just like messages from the other side. Please and thank you.
Okay, Sherelle. Ooh.
Miss Sherelle.
Powerful information coming through for you. Open. Sherelle.
Again.
Oh, you're calling forth so many new possibilities. You're calling forth this information. You're calling forth this wanting to expand into your own spiritual gifts in a more powerful way.
Mm-hmm.
And as
yes,
you're
I am.
Calling it forward, and as you're opening to it, there's it's like the egoic self, the little self, is trying to run it through a straw of understanding. And what we're wanting you to know, and you know this in your soul self, your spirit self, your expansive self, that the egoic little self can't know what you're wanting to expand into. It can't understand it because it's bigger than human. It's the expansive wisdom of the all that is. And there's this powerful, powerful guide you have. Just, oh my goodness. really just, came in and showed me this picture of this light of possibility. And you're standing right beside the light of possibility saying, I'm open. But what you need to do is turn and look at the light and say, there, I'm ready to move through that little space. I'm ready to know the unknowable. I'm ready to be in the space of the wisdom of all that is. I trust this guidance. And I trust me to reach for the highest, brightest light of the good that is available. As you begin to affirm your ability to turn and move into this expansive wisdom, then you will begin to take the little baby steps to move you into it a step at a time. So the message is, when you feel the egoic mind trying to understand, allow yourself to be in that space that doesn't understand. Allow yourself to be in what we call the question, the expansive.
So what is my gift then? You said I'm in the process of learning. So what is my gift? What is how do I get in tune with it? Or what do I need to do?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yes, there is a book we're going to suggest for you to begin with. It is called You Are Psychic by Sanders.
I meditate, I try to be quiet and just listen, but I still don't see nothing. I try to look for signs as birds, coins, music, radio, license plate. And I don't know, but okay.
Well, try this book they're telling you about. There's two books they've got my hands on right now. I'm standing up. One is You Are Psychic by Pete Sanders, and it explains the different modalities of psychicness. And I'll tell you, Sherelle, when I found that book, I've been doing this for 30 years, and I went, that's what I've been doing? It really clarified for me and helped me understand, and it helped me open to new gifts. I didn't realize how visual I was. I always knew I was auditory. And he gives you exercises to do. That's one. The other is Opening to Channel by Sonia Roman and Dwayne Packer. And they channel entities called Orin Daben. And they have a website, and they have a multitude of various free downloadable meditations and information. So those are two that they're giving you to expand into, because, oh my goodness, darling, if you could see the picture they showed me of this huge, it's just this huge, huge, huge mammoth, bright, light, white room that you have been calling forward, but you're looking straight ahead and the room's next to you. So you got to turn into the room in order to see the light. And these two books may help you do that.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you. Happy birthday. Enjoy yourself. Have a good day.
Thank you.
God bless you. You're welcome.
All right. Blessings, Sherelle. Bye-bye. Okay, my darlings. So we come to the end of another wonderful show. As always, Gregory invites you to take what you like, release the rest. Trust the flow and let these good times roll. Okay, my darlings, I will be back in 2 weeks, September 12th. Namaste.